Israeli security forces are on alert today following a pledge by the Islamic Jihad to continue what it termed resistance operations. Yesterday, a suicide bomber sent by Islamic Jihad killed two soldiers in central Israel. Israel responded with attacks on Palestinian police posts in two West Bank towns. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israel deployed thousands of police and soldiers outside bus stations and shopping malls across the country as police warned they expect more bombings. The militant Islamic Jihad group claimed responsibility for yesterday's attack outside a train station in the central Israeli town of Binyamina. Two soldiers, a 20-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman, were killed while waiting at a bus stop. Two of the eight wounded are in serious condition. Israel's police chief said they have information that Palestinian militants are planning more bombings at public transportation hubs. The attack cast a shadow over the opening last night of the Maccabiah Games, the Jewish Olympics held every 4 years in Israel. The games were almost canceled after many athletes were concerned about the ongoing violence. Speaking at the opening of the games to 14,000 spectators, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon called the attack a terrible crime and said the Palestinian Authority has not yet made a decision to fight terrorism. Sharon compared the more than 3,000 athletes who came to Israel for the games to the Maccabees who fought for Jewish independence more than 2,000 years ago.
I hope that by that 17th Maccabiah, you will be living here in our homeland as true partners, speaking Hebrew. We need you. We need you now more than ever.
The attack came just 24 hours after Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres met Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat in Egypt and urged him to crack down on Islamist militants. Sharon spokesman Ranan Gissin says that despite a U.S.-brokered truce, there has been no let-up in the violence.
There hasn't been a day, one day of quiet. Despite all our efforts, you know, to convince Chairman Arafat to take those steps. There hasn't been one day of quiet. The Palestinians were intent on counting the days of calm while we're counting our dead every day.
The Palestinian Authority issued an official statement saying it condemns the suicide bombing and calls for a cessation of violent actions and incitement by all parties. Speaking on the Voice of Palestine radio, Palestinian Planning Minister Nabil Shaath insisted the Palestinian Authority is trying to stop attacks on Israelis. We will do everything we can to enforce a ceasefire and prevent the situation from deteriorating, Shaath said. Even more significantly, Palestinian Security Chief Jibril Rajoub yesterday called on militant Palestinian organizations like Islamic Jihad to stop attacks inside Israel. Rajoub told the Voice of Palestine radio that such attacks are against Palestinian interests because they give Israel an excuse to ignore the Mitchell Plan's call for a freeze on Jewish settlements. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.